listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. How are you today? It is potluck hour here at Flow Dreaming. So that means that the show today could go in any possible direction. And I'm looking forward to your calls. I know that I often give you people who want to call in, all of you listeners, the short end of the stick by waiting till the end of the program to take calls. So today we're going to start from the very beginning. So here is the phone number, 1-877-230-3062. Now, it's toll-free anywhere in the world, 877-230-3062. I believe that if you're calling in from outside of the U.S., you dial a 1 and a 1 before 877. But check, I'm sure you know how to do it already. So today, we're going to just cover whatever comes up in the air, whatever questions people have on their mind, we will look at and see what we, see what we can do. I'm going to be sharing with you not just flow dreaming today, what that technique is and how we use it to manifest and create in our lives, but also how I use it empathically, how I go in and access that energy to draw information from it as well as put information into it. Sometimes I've done shows in the past about that, how flow dreaming is predominantly a technique and a philosophy that teaches how to manifest, how to create. It's a very I want to say masculine art in the sense that you are creating, describing, putting out. But I don't want you to get this messed up or mixed up with masculine stereotypes. I'm strictly speaking in terms of opposite polarities here. The masculine one being the, you know, typically the active polarity. The feminine aspect being the receptive polarity. Flow energy runs both. I mean, it has both within it. It has the masculine and it has the feminine. And when you're manifesting, when you're creating and putting energy into the cosmos, you're describing, you're creating, you're saying this is what will happen. You're using the more masculine aspect of that energy. However, interestingly enough, when you are receiving the fruits of what you are manifesting, you are then shifting into the feminine mode, the receiving mode. So really, manifesting is an art that's very nicely balanced. That's some observation I actually put on my Facebook page just a few days ago, that when we use the energies of manifesting, we are kind of working in both directions. But when we're flow dreaming, we're actually putting the information out there. We're getting it generated. We're bringing it up inside of us and putting it out. So today, during our program, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of that, and then I'm also going to do a little bit of pulling information out, the receptive, the feminine, the bringing back in, the understanding, asking questions, seeing what's available, receiving in the information. So it should be rather interesting. The other thing I think that's interesting about today's show, whether you're listening to this in the archives or not, doesn't make a difference, is that right now, this particular day when I'm taping it or when I'm broadcasting it live here, is the summer solstice. It's the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. And I think most people know what that means. But for those of you who are, you know, you've heard of it before, but you're not quite sure what exactly happens on the summer solstice. Well, it's the exact moment when the axial tilt of the Earth is at its most inclined toward the sun during the 365 days it takes to go around the Earth. In other words, the northern hemisphere is most tilted toward the sun. So it's getting the most warmth, the longest daylight hours of the year. Now, we also happen to think that the solstice is a day-long event. It's the whole day that we are like that. It actually happens at a one particular time when it's at its very peak, most inclined. And for us today, that happened about an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, around 10 something in the morning on the Pacific time. Now, what does this mean for you down there in Oz? In Australia, you are experiencing your winter solstice, the exact opposite, when you are tilted the farthest from the sun. You have your darkest day of the year right now. Well, for those of us who are in the northern hemisphere, here's something to think about. We just talked about how flow dreaming is, and the art of manifesting has a kind of masculine polarity to it, because it is one that is about going outside of yourself. It's exterior oriented. It's thrust and movement and creativity and creation. Now, being that this is the longest day of the year here for us, and the sun is at its greatest exposure, and the sun, again, typically has the same masculine characteristic, this is a wonderful day to be manifesting, a wonderful day to be putting out those energies into the universe. So what happens for you, again, in the southern atmosphere? Well, you are receiving today. You are receiving. What are all the things that you have been putting out throughout the year? Can you spend time on the interior today? Can you spend time inside yourself? Can you reach out and find all those things that you've been creating and swoop them in and say, I take you in. I accept you all. I understand you're starting to happen. You're going to, become in my life, and I receive you and I accept you. So this is kind of a nice pivotal day, no matter where you are. Another way of looking at it is the yin and the yang. I guess that takes some of the masculine, feminine stereotyping out of it, because, again, I don't want you to think of this in terms of gender or, sexism, anything along those lines. So if you'd prefer to think of it in terms of yin, which is the feminine side, and yang, which is the masculine side, look at it from that perspective, from the more ancient Asian perspective. Yang energy is fast and focused, dry, aggressive, fire, sun. Yin energy is passive. It's the water. It's the moon. It's the night. It's yielding. It's receptive. So you can also look at it like that, however you choose. Today we're going to do a little bit of both here as we move through our hour. We're going to flow through. There's another interesting dynamic right there. You know, I always talk about flow energy as a kind of river, as a kind of movement, moving forward, this way that we move into time. Well, I go back and forth using the metaphors I use because, again, this energy is both. You know, it's like describing creation, describing source. You can't say it's only masculine. You can't say it's only feminine or only yin or only yang. I often describe it in very yin terms. That flow energy is a river. It's water. It's flowing. It's moving. And yet very powerful, very strong. You know, water cuts channels deep into rock. But then sometimes I describe flow energy as being like a path or being something that moves forward, and you can sense it as being something that's being propelled like a comet. You know, again, now there's a very masculine image, something shooting or firing forward, moving you through space, moving you into the next few seconds and days and years of your life. Flow is both. It's beautiful, perfect, balanced energy that we are made of. And it's our choice, which aspect do we wish to use? Which are we focusing on or concentrating on? So bear all of this in mind today, some of these more philosophical aspects, as we are sitting here in the middle of our summer solstice and our winter solstice. Now, use that energy, whichever is the most prominent and powerful for you, as you manifest today. I'm thinking, if I have some time, I'm going to take my daughter out, and, you know, because we're here on summer vacation, maybe go to the beach and spend some time with her, you know, helping her to manifest and create and kind of launching her on this, using the powerful energies of this pivotal point in the year for that. So maybe think of something special that you would like to do along those lines. I also have my card deck here today because, like I said, I see the calls here, and all kinds of topics are up on my computer screen to talk about. Well, a long time ago, years and years now, I can't believe that, I created my own card deck of flow dreaming cards. What I did is I have used tarot cards for many, many years. I really appreciate the symbolism, the lineage, the ancient history, how they evolved from simple playing cards, how they were used at different periods in history to communicate essential truths when, certain institutions were oppressing those truths from getting out there and trying to, you know, keep people held down and in their place. So I really respect Tarot and the uses that it's had in society, as well as its usefulness to connect to higher energies and divine energies. I've always viewed it as sacred. When I created my flow dreaming cards, I modeled them after the Tarot. However, all the things about the Tarot that ever frustrated me over the years, I modified in my own deck. For instance, I have a yes card and I have a no card, because anybody who's ever had a reading, you always want to know ultimately, yes or no, should I or shouldn't I, do they or don't they? And one of the most difficult things in working with people in tarot cards is trying to get them to ask the right questions that the energies can answer appropriately. Well, anyway, I have a yes and a no card in here. So sometimes when there is a black and white answer, it can be expressed. Otherwise, everything is modeled after the energies. Where are things traveling for you? Where are they going? Let the cards show them. So I'll be pulling those out and using, and you'll get a little taste of what they are like. By the way, I'm sorry, you cannot actually purchase these cards. Little, you know, asterisk there. You can't purchase these. I've never actually produced them or had them made. Of course, I'm open to it if it happens, like all things in the flow. But in the meantime, they're just for me and for you, and we work together. I do private sessions for people, by the way. We can use the cards during those if you wish, or you can just use my talents within the flow. Lots and lots of reviews on my website on those private sessions, by the way. You might want to check them out. The website is flowdreaming.com, flowdreaming.com. Many, many good articles there. I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. I never pepper you with all kinds of emails from other people or, you know, trying to sell stuff and, you know, for other people. I never do that. I always write what I hope are intelligent and thoughtful articles that will help you better use manifesting energy, talk about things that people have emailed me about in the weeks prior, because I always enjoy sharing your emails, whether I answer them in the newsletter or on air here. Anyway, so do enjoy flowdreaming.com. There is a manifesting store where you can find all of the CDs that I've made about this, the books, the audio books, the single subject downloads. Some of the biggest, most exciting ones people have enjoyed lately have been the super lucky one, as well as the debt relief flow dream. So you might want to take a look for those. Okay. I think that is enough for us to start our show with. We're going to go to a quick break, and I see the calls. I'll be getting to you right after this. We will also be doing a flow dream a bit later in the show together, where I will take you into this space, into the flow, deep within these energies, and you and I will go there together, and we'll manifest, create something using this wonderful power of the sun, and we will see what happens in our lives as a result. I'm Summer McStravick. The show is Flow Dreaming, and we'll be right back after this first short break.
What can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
Are you new to the flow? Start with a free Flow Dream MP3 from Summer McStravick's website, flowdreaming.com. Sign up for her newsletter, which she always writes herself, and she'll send you a Flow Dream to put on your MP3 player so you can begin sculpting your universe and learning the art of manifesting. Just go to flowdreaming.com and sign up for the newsletter today.
Losing weight can seem like a real struggle. Well, that might be because for years you've only approached it with diets and exercise. But what about energy, your energy, the flowing blueprint through your body that describes just how your body wants to look and feel? It often surprises people when I tell them that if you lose 10 pounds off your physical body, you better make sure your body's energy template loses those same 10. But how? Well, I use flow dreaming to sculpt my body energetically and remind it of how it wants to look and feel. The Flow Dreaming Weight Loss Support System that I use is a 2-week journey into blissful, happy daydreams about your beautiful self that actually works to reshape your energies as well. Look for the Weight Loss Support System on flowdreaming.com. It's a whole new way to lose weight.
Summer McStravick's Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To has been a lifesaver for so many people who've had a hard time falling asleep due to anxiety, stress, or constant worry about situations that feel out of their control. Just look at the reviews on our website, flowdreaming.com. Her gentle words and guidance into the flow is the perfect path into a deep, restful night. Plus, for everyone who can get to sleep, this CD is the perfect way to fill your mind with positive, soothing words and imagery that will build your inner confidence and self-love and keep you in your flow. This CD is a treasure you can give yourself tonight by getting the downloadable MP3 of the CD Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To on our website, flowdreaming.com, or visit amazon.com. Here's wishing you sweet dreams.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, getting to your calls, and we'll be doing a flow dream, too, as we move through the rest of our potluck hour today on this splendid day of the year, splendiferous day of the year. All right, let's start with Brian from California. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Summer.
Hi. Have we spoken before?
What?
Have we ever spoken before?
We haven't.
No? Okay, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. What's going on in your life?
Let me start off by telling you that I'm on my 6th day of the Prosperity Challenge, and I love it.
Oh, good.
But I want to talk to you about my love flow, if you can go in there and see what you see.
Your love life. What's going on in your love life, Brian? Okay. Now, are you calling because there's somebody particular you have in mind that you have a big crush on?
I've been dating a few guys, but I'm just not inspired enough to, like, actually succeed. So I just wanted to know what you see in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, your phone line is coming through kind of rough, but, you know, I can hear you just fine, just so you know. Okay, so now why do I get this feeling that there is somebody you have a big crush on? You're saying you're not inspired for them. Let me ask my cards what's happening. Very interesting.
I think you start dating somebody. This is like brand new. I've been on like 2 dates with him, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. You're not sure of where it's going. Well, let's see. I thought I'd bring the cards to see this. I can look into your flow as well and see where you're going in terms of that. Interesting. The card that comes up first is called Maturity. The question surrounds issues of maturity. Someone may be acting immaturely or without thought for their needs or for your own. Maturity means acting from wisdom, courage, inner insights, self-sacrifice, perhaps to a higher goal. I'm wondering if the men that you have been, meeting or talking with, the reason that your passion isn't being inspired or piqued for them has to do with your sense that they are just not going to offer enough. They are not going to give enough. They are not going to give you the maturity, the kind of stability, the relationship that you're now looking for. It may be that as I look at you and your past relationships, it's like you have taken you've recently grown. Let's say that you've developed, or your heart has, you know, reached a new place inside of itself where it's looking for new things. You could call this maturity. And what's happening is the kind of people that you've been attracted to in the past, the kind of relationships that you've had in the past, are still matching the old part of you, the old you. So you're looking at them and you're like, well, no, this isn't enough. This isn't enough. It's not what I'm looking for now. It's kind of like the men that you're meeting have to catch up to this new maturity, I believe, that you're displaying. There's an imbalance, a teeter-totter.
Yes, absolutely.
You recognize that.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like you're 40 and they're all 20. You know, that's the idea in terms of what's going on in their minds. Nothing wrong with being 20. It's just that, you know, you're looking for different things out of life at that point. So let's see, where do you need to go next? Let me see what you need to be doing. Interesting. Student, now is the time to seek guidance, looking for a teacher or a means to educate yourself. Feel the perfect guidance coming to you in your flow, someone who can make sense of the situation for you. By the way, what I'm doing here is I'm reading you some of the words that are on the cards if you're wondering, where is she coming from with these strange little sayings? So what this information is saying is that while you are moving through this shift, you're sort of ahead of the pack, and so when you look around, there's nobody really around you unless you want to look behind you. Imagine yourself like the lead greyhound or the lead horse or the lead car. You know, that's how you feel, exactly.
Yeah.
But you're a student still. You're still learning what it's like to be in this new place. You're learning who you are, what kinds of new characteristics you're looking for in people. How do you say no to the old kinds of people? Or do you wait it out and, you know, wait forever? Or do you just finally sigh and say, okay, fine, I'll go with one of these other ones that I wasn't really wanting? You know, these are all questions that you're going to start encountering and facing. So student means that, you know, you might start seeking other people who are similar to you. Maybe not men that you're interested in, but friends. Maybe you have some girlfriends or maybe you have some other men friends who are in strong, secure, stable relationships who can kind of mentor you and say, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You know, you're looking for this now. And they can help you and guide you and help you assess. That's what it is. You need help assessing. Okay. So let me look one last time into your flow and see who we have. You know, the man that you've seen a couple of times, he seems like he's going to kind of just sort of come and go. He's not real stable right now for you. Maybe he's busy elsewhere. He's doing something or he has other people he's going to. I don't know. But he's not a steady kind of personality. So I'm not so sure about that.
Okay.
All right, Brian, thank you for your call today. I hope I helped you.
You helped me a lot. Thank you so much, Summer.
Oh, great. Take care and enjoy the Prosperity Challenge. I'm happy you're doing that. I love that program.
So do I. Thank you.
Bye. Well, that's interesting. What we were able to give to Brian there was just a sense of clarity on his current situation so he can understand himself and not feel uncomfortable with where he is or question himself and the place that he's at. So let's see what Charlene. Is it Charlene? You're from Baton Rouge?
Yes, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi. I'm so excited. I'm a manifesting machine.
You're a manifesting machine. Yay. What's going on?
Oh, wow. I just actually discovered you about a week ago, and look at me already on the phone because I...
Wow. Hey, where did you find me? I'm starting to ask people now. Where did you first hear me?
On Everyday Attraction on Unity FM.
Oh, wonderful. That was so nice. A lot of people heard me there, and that's with the wonderful Ray Zander and her show, so... Hugs
right.
to Ray. She's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, I kept saying, I need a tool to break through this resistance. And boom.
yes.
And then I said, wow, I need to talk to Summer. And boom, here's Summer.
good. Okay, so what resistance are we facing right now?
Some disconnect in my marriage, some loss of emotional intimacy. And I'm trying to let go of the results, you know, the details, and just flow dream on the outcome. Something you said in Ray's show was, I forget the quote now. It just left me. But find us a way or release me from the desire.
Oh, one of my favorites. Yes.
But I just wondered, since I'm I got you. You know, could you look in, into my flow and maybe his flow and just see what's going on and can we back there?
Yes, you and your husband, very interesting. Again, I'm going to bring out my cards, which I don't do very often, but I thought I would for this program today. First card I pulled for you, disappointment. I think this is pretty self-evident to you, but let me read to you because it gives you some understanding of how to use the energy to work with this energy of disappointment that's surrounding you. The object of your question is not in harmony with your flow and your greater purpose. Use your disappointment as guidance that your path lies in another direction. Your goal may continue to be the same, but new methods must be devised to reach it that are more in alignment with your being. Okay, what this says to me is that with you and your husband, I'm not saying that he is not within your flow anymore, but that whatever path you two have been walking together, whatever ways that you have been relating to one another are no longer functional for you. You know, they're no longer working for you. And obviously that's where your emotional disconnect is coming from. The next card is attraction and finally enlightenment, which is wonderful. I love to see the progression in the cards like this for you. Let me go straight to enlightenment, where it says, a breakthrough is at hand. You'll have the opportunity to move to a whole new level of understanding. You'll soon see your situation from a higher perspective if you're willing to make the jump forward in your own spiritual advancement. Now, I can tell you're already doing this. Again, it's another one of these self-evident cards where it is basically supporting you and the direction that you are now moving in. Now, I'm going to just go into you right now. And what is your husband's first name?
Joel.
Okay. What I'm sensing with Joel is a lot of anger in him. Anger. And maybe this is coming out as frustration or a sense of helplessness. He's telling me he doesn't know what to do. He just doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's making him close up. That's where you're sensing that the emotional disconnect is coming from. You know, he's retreating behind his fortress walls. And, you know, you can't engage if he's not out there to engage with you. But for his perspective, it's stemming from some anger. So did you guys have a situation that provoked this?
I don't think so. I just think it's, I don't think there's any one situation. I think,
it's long-standing buildup of
long-standing buildup.
Things.
He doesn't understand this path. He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I have a hard time sharing it with him, and so I kind of close it up, and so he feels closed out because he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. You know, that's exactly where he is. So I think, you know, as you go forward, your choices are going to be very clear for you. Either you continue forward, you know, finding out more who you are, what you need out of life, the kind of connection that you want to feel with somebody. This is a flow dream that you can practice, by the way. You go into this flow. Here, we'll do it together. All right, so anybody else listening, if you have somebody that you want to emotionally connect with or figure out if you still want to emotionally connect with them, this would be a good one to follow along with. We're going to go into your flow right now, Charlene, okay? And I'm just going in there with you. Now imagine that we're two birds right now flying together through the sky. We're just swooping through the currents. We're swooping through the airwaves together. We're enjoying the sunlight. We're feeling how easy it is to fly. There's no resistance whatsoever. The wind is at our backs. It's pushing us along. And we're just flying and swooping forward. Feel how easy it is. Feel how there's no limit. There's no wall that you ever face because the air and the earth just go on forever and ever and ever. There's nothing in front of you that will ever block you. You're in this flow. You're in this kind of energy. Look around you. The sky is not the sky any longer. The sky is made of living energies. It's life itself. It's the universe woven together all around us, all through us. We are these birds flying in this place where it's all bright and beautiful and sparkling. And everywhere we look, we see only energy that can be brought together and explored and changed and moved. And in this place, We think about our relationship. We think about the special person that we've chosen in our life to be there with us, to explore this with us, to explore what creation is, to explore what it's like to grow within ourselves and seek out new things and want new experiences and new ways of communicating, where everything that we're looking for is just wide open and free and available. And nothing has to be tied down or hidden under or can't be said or can't be shared. Everything is right there up at the surface, completely viewable, completely open. And this person that we've brought with us, we ask them, we say, can you see this? Can you be that person with us? Why am I afraid to show that to you? Why are you afraid to see this? What is it that we're holding on to? What is it that we're afraid will be ruined or somehow disturbed? If we talk to each other like this, if we reveal these things. And this is how we get a sense of how much resistance has been built up or not been built up. And if we have the opportunity to open up and share all of these things, to show the depths of one another to each other, we say to each other right now, you know, we've both been growing in our lives all these years, growing, 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 expanding, expanding, new pieces and parts of us, always being added on to ourselves every single day. And yes, we've both grown into different people. That's who we are. Everybody is different from one another. I'm not supposed to be like you. You're not supposed to be like me. We're all individual, precise pieces of source energy expressing ourselves all differently. The question is, do you appreciate my expression? Do you value my expression? Do you love my expression? Do you want to see more of it? Do you want to know it? Will it threaten you if you see it? Now, we've put these energies out here on the table together. The questions are there now. We can see them. And this is what we'll be evaluating and sifting through in the days ahead. And if we decide that, yes, we can share this, and no, we can't share this, eventually we're going to come to a conclusion. We will come to a conclusion together, the both of us, where we'll both mutually understand whether it's time to move forward together or time to move in different directions. But on that, at least, we will be both clear and in unison. And we'll both be moving from our highest selves, our best points, knowing we both have to move into this next phase of who we are, the discovery of who we are, and that may be together or it may not be. But it's out there now. It's risen up within the energies. It's no longer buried underneath or confused. It's right there, clear and open. This is where we are, and this is what we're doing. And we do this openly and freely with one another. We make these decisions in love, with love for each other. Okay, Charlene.
Wow.
I know that got a little deep in there. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what I saw as I went in there and we started looking around at these energies and I saw your husband in there, this point of being able to make the next few choices is coming up for you. And making those choices clearly is the most important thing. Fearlessly. For the both of you, for the best. Okay? Are you doing okay there?
I think so.
Okay. I don't want to let you go if I've left you a big old wreck. But you know what?
Do it.
You can. Yes, you can do this. And you know what? What we did there by bringing him in and looking, now he's been alerted. You know, whether or not you've spoken these words to him, we've now spoken them energetically. So they're out there. And he will be aware of this. And we've spoken them in such a way that it's full of love and it's full of, what are we going to do, honey? What are we going to do? Because you know what? I know what it's like when I experience myself being totally open and in love and feeling valued and feeling like I can share everything with you and you're going to support me and you admire me. Oh, I know what those feelings are like and I need those in my life and you need those in your life. Will we give those to each other or will someone else give them to us eventually? We're going to figure that out. We owe it to each other and to our marriage. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. By the way, Sharon, I don't know if you have my CD for happy relationships, but you might want to look to it, check it out. There's some good flow dreams on there. One of them is for restoring intimacy and communication in a relationship, so you can make good decisions, not ones that you're unsure of, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, Summer. I appreciate your work.
You're welcome. Well, I'm glad to add you to the flock. Us flock birds.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye now. Take care. All right. Let's see. I think it's time for us to go to a little break. And when we get back, we're going to go into the flow. And Alana, keep hanging on, because I see you. And I'm going to try to get some of you others who are calling in as well. Beautiful, wonderful potluck hour day. You get to see what it's like when I work with flow energy, in flow energy. What we just did there was a bit of manifesting, a bit of empathic intuition sort of mixed together. We were making something happen there in Charlene's life. As well as opening and listening to what needed to be done, what needed to be fixed or changed around. That's what I do, is my work as a manifesting practitioner. And that's what I teach all of you how to do, by the way, in your own lives. I'm Summer McStravick. The show is called Flow Dreaming. We'll be back in just a few moments.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy, to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com, and it might be the best investment you ever make, because you're investing in yourself.
Hi, I'm Summer's mom, Venus Andrecht. Pour yourself another cup of coffee or a glass of wine and go get my podcast for the Dear Venus Show. How is my show different from my daughter's show? Oh my, it's a lot different. Every month, I have at least one chat with a dead celebrity on the other side. Recently, I met with Billy the Kid and Princess Diana. Other weeks cover unusual, odd, or what I hope are topics that will help you with your lives, your loves, and your quirks. I also take your calls on air and give you readings. And every show, I toss out good energy mojos to all my listeners. Mojos that work in the archives, too. Oh, wow, you don't know what good mojos are? Well, come listen and find out. You may even feel them when they work their magic on you. My show could definitely rearrange your life in a good way. Go to my website to find out my live show times and how to podcast it at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. I'll see you there.
Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every flow dreaming radio show, because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about flow dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about flow dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term flow dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the flow dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world. you'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. Flowdreaming.com.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. Hope you've been enjoying the hour with me. I sure have. You never know what will come up during potluck hour. maybe I'll do another one of these a couple months into the summer. We'll see. I'm right now actually trying to get together my shows for July. So if you have any suggestions on topics, I would love to hear from you. You can email me summer@flowdreaming.com. Summer@flowdreaming.com. Like I said, I answer emails in my newsletters. Sometimes I answer them in my blog, which is the online learning library. Sometimes I talk about your questions or share some of the testimonials right here on the show with you. I love to hear what Flow Dreaming has done for you in your life. Boy, some really fantastic things I have heard over the years. And knowing what happens to other people can really help you generate more faith and excitement in your own manifesting practice, understanding that you really are doing something more valuable than probably most other things that you do in your day when you just take 5 or 10 minutes to flow dream, to move into this space, to grab a hold of these energies, to ride these waves, and to say, here is what I'm going to do. Kind of like our first caller today. She said she was looking for, not our first caller, that wasn't Brian, our last caller, looking for a technique that would help her to manifest. And I know myself, I was just listening to some online radio this weekend, and one of the gals I was listening to was saying things like we have to hold our vibration in alignment with the things that we want to have happen for us. And I just remember thinking, you know what, that's what I've always had such trouble with. I can't monitor myself all the time holding my vibration in alignment with what I want the world to give me. If I were not a working mother and a wife and living a regular, you know, full out life every day, I could probably manage to hold my vibration where I want it to be. But the fact is that my kids are, you know, having tantrums, and I'm having to run to the grocery store, and then I'm on the computer for hours at a time, and then my husband needs something. And you know what I'm saying? Life is always there, right? Needing to be attended to, needing your attention. And to be able to hold your vibration at a certain level through all of that is something that most of us just haven't been able to achieve. So rather than being upset with myself about it, I recognize sometimes I get in a pissy little snit. Sometimes I'm irritable. Sometimes I'm frustrated. Sometimes I'm impatient. And sometimes I say, why don't I have what I'm wanting? And then I go, oh, okay, now, good, got that out of me. I'm going to go into my flow and do the real work. Do the real work, which is when I really go in there and start moving things around, shaping them, creating them, fueling the energies around me with my focused desire, using the technique. And what I find is that this practice helps you to cover over all those other out-of-alignment states that we're in throughout the day, all those very human states that we get in throughout the day. Imagine that as sort of like your energy just leaking out all these miscellaneous, mismatched states of alignment all day long as you're dealing with all the things around you. But then you go in and you go, okay, now here is the real work. Here is the real technique. Here is what I'm really focusing on and creating and putting out there. And it's like putting a 500, you know, ton elephant out there into the energies versus all the little things you've been, you know, experiencing, all those mismatch feelings you've been experiencing throughout the day. A side benefit, though, I have to tell you, over the years is that the longer you do the practice, the more it actually works to restructure your whole self, your whole soul, if you will, or the greater you, as I like to say. The fewer mismatched energies start to go out there, the fewer times you do move out of alignment. The whole reason I started flow dreaming was because I was in despair and I was impatient and, you know, I had things that weren't working out for me. And so when I started this practice, it came from those. It was born of all of that. And now, today, I am so much faster to say to something that doesn't work for me, that didn't work. I'm going to move on to something else. Flow showed me that there was resistance there, and I ought to try a different path. I switch gears so much faster now than I ever was able to in the past, and I move back into the state of flow way quicker than I ever did before. Likewise, I'm also more likely to take risks and take chances on things that I never ever would have done in the past, because again, I know that flow energy will correct me. If I try something and flow energy and, you know, the energy of life doesn't respond to it, I go, oh, tried that. Yes, I'll move on to the next thing. And so it makes me more responsive. It makes me more daring. It makes me more courageous. And on the whole, my life is a lot more happy and full of movement as a result. So those are kind of the long-term effects that you actually can look forward to. Okay, let's do a quick flow dream together. And then, Alana, I'll be taking your call. We're going to bring up some nice music, I hope, from our little library of music. Cameron, maybe you can find something for me to put on air for a little bit. Now, for about 5 minutes, we're going to go into the flow, and we're going to generate something in there. We're going to generate something big and bold and beautiful in our life using this wonderful solar energy, this energy of the day that we're in. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of you in Australia and thinking, well, you might have to sit this one out. No kidding, you can do this one too. But for everybody else who is in the Northern Hemisphere, we're doing the solar eclipse, the solstice, excuse me, the summer solstice flow dream right now. All right, eyes are closed. Taking a deep breath in and releasing it, in and releasing it at your own pace. We're just relaxing our body. No need to bring in any stress or tension. We're going to daydream together. By the way, that's one of the three important cornerstones of flow energy. Daydreaming. Imagine daydreaming as a gate. A gate naturally given to you by Source, by God, by your higher self. Whatever you want to call these things is fine. Daydream is a gate. And you open this gate and you walk through into this land of fantasy that your mind is able to just create. It knows how. It's been doing it since it was a baby. It's part of us that's very important. This ability to just daydream and move into a different place, to temporarily move out of time. Have you noticed that? Daydreams move you out of time. You lose all awareness of it. You can often lose awareness of where you actually are or what you're doing, like when you're driving. Daydreams are wonderful vehicles to be in, to move and to flow energy within them, like being inside a beautiful bubble floating in a beautiful bubble into your flow. And then the bubble gently disappears around you, leaving you in a place that glows brightly all around. It's like a sunlit cave, except the walls are so far away, they're just light. They're just light all around you. And in this sunlit cave, you can look up and you can see something that's very like the sun, but it doesn't hurt your eyes. It's not blinding. It's a beautiful light, warm and giving and caring and loving. And yet this light is saying, take of me, take of me. I am for you, and you are for me. We're for each other. I'm not above you. I'm not beyond you. I'm not greater than you. I'm for you. Take of me. Be of me. And so you reach your hands up into this light and you watch the light stream down like liquid jewels. And this light comes in and covers your body. And you glow with it. You become part of this light and this beauty. And as you feel it glowing all around you and through you and in you, we're bringing up a feeling now of a desire for something in your life, a big, beautiful desire. Nothing is limited in this desire, no limits. This desire is fueled by a feeling inside you. What is it that you think this thing will do for you? What will this career do for you, or this relationship do for you, or this house do for you, or this end or resolution to a problem in your life? What will it do for you? What feeling will it give you? What will it create in you? What do you think will happen because of it? That's the feeling now. Bring that up. Bring that up into this light. Bring this up into your flow. Spread it out all around you. Is it a feeling of relief? Is it a feeling of joy? Is it a feeling of contentment? It is a feeling of resolution, or having moved up a step or notch, or letting go, releasing. What feeling is this? This is what flow will manifest for you, this feeling. And it will make this situation be however it needs to be to give you this feeling. You don't need to worry about exactly how things will turn out or exactly what it is you're after. Just telling Flo right now, this is the feeling I need to generate out of this area of my life. This is the feeling I need to have in this area of my life, right here, right now. And it's coming out all around you right now. You're like one of the sparklers that kids hold in their hands on the 4th of July. Bright and shining, lights glowing and coming out. Beautiful. That's the energy. And now we're going to withdraw from this place, having just sensed what it's like to start creating in your life. 3, 2, 1. Eyes open. Alright, you see what that was? That was a little taste of what it's like to be in flow energy. To just spin up a feeling, spin up a desire, and toss it out there. This is what we do when we flow dream. By the way, if you like it, do go visit the Manifesting Store on my website. That is the Manifesting Store that supports this program, by the way, which is why I always have to talk about it, because it's through your patronage that I'm able to keep being on air with all of you. So you'll find CDs there that have many, many recorded flow dreams and books and instant downloads on all kinds of topics, from relationships to weight loss, on and on and on, where I'm the one guiding you through flow dreams a lot like these. Okay, Alana, we have just enough time for you. Thank you for waiting so patiently during the show. Hello. What's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
It's nice to meet you.
You too. Hey, how did you hear about me, by the way?
I heard about you through Facebook, and I actually sent you an email about how I came to find out about your website. Because
oh, great.
I have a butterfly tattoo. So
I
saw the butterfly,
remember.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so quickly then, what's your question?
I would just like to know if you can look into my flow and see what's there from now to the end of the year for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm also using my cards here. And one of the first ones that came up was work. Work, 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 work. You, if you're not doing it already, this is the place that you need to be in. You need to be actually doing things. I don't know if you've been hanging back or holding back or, not getting yourself all the way in, but you're in a place right now where your energy needs you to plunge your hands in and simply do something. Are you working right now?
No, I'm not. I'm employed.
You're unemployed. Okay. Well, this is definitely your card. This is your key. Work, work, work is your big, big focus. The next card, enlightenment. Again, this card comes up. That's interesting. Again, this is a card that means that it's time to jump to the next level, to go into the next place. And this is particularly important for you because you also receive the fear card. Fears being roadblocks that prevent you from moving forward in your flow. The one thing you need to know about fears is that none of them are usually worth anything at all. Fears are there to warn you about a possibility, but once you've been warned, holding on to those fears is absolutely pointless. You need to move on and past them. So what's happening in your work that is preventing you from going into the new field that you want to go into, or holding you back? Feelings of insecurity, fears about will you be able to make it? Is this what's happening?
Well, actually, I'm a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And my only concern right now is how would I, what would happen with my kids if I were to work? Because my youngest son is disabled.
Yeah. Okay. So you need to bring in enough income and stable people in your life to help create a stable, nurturing situation. So we're wrapping up the show, but here's what you need to do when you go into your flow. You not only feel this joy about having enough income coming in to cover everything, but you feel how stable and nurturing your family and home situation is, how just the right people and situations came in that helped you and your son so that you can feel totally confident and comfortable that the right people and resources have come to you. And feel it. Work it. That's what you need to be doing over the next 6 months to totally change around your energies. Alana, I gotta let you go because I'm being told that they're gonna kick me off air in about 10 seconds. So, thank you, my dear.
Fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And to all of you who've listened today, thank you for sharing the hour with me. I love you all, and I will talk with you again the same time next week or in the next podcast you listen to. I'm Summer McStravick, and this is Flow Dreaming.